Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazi bunyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katungiri katonde ngalizamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Urwaba weriza baba yimbi.
For his ministers, the musicians. Who lead us in praise of God, and we worship in spirit and in truth as we sing with him in his songs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At
the mighty hand cloud.
And
the Father who is above all the heavens. Ephesians 4 verse 6.
In
Job chapter 28.
Can
read up to 24. The Father based up above all the heavens. And
he
sees through all heaven and earth. And then out of his sight. Those who praise him. They worship in the spirit and
truth.
As in John chapter 4, verse 21 up to 24.
Thank him
the Lord. Thank the Father.
And so
praise, worship, and it's meaningful.
Accept
the fruits of praise of our mouth. Give him the praise. Thank our Lord Jesus.
He
rules in the third heaven.
And
he rules in the heaven and earth.
As 2
Corinthians
chapter 12,
verse 1 up to 4, Matthew 28, verse 18, up to 20,
us
up to the end,
we
do that he commanded, and
in
hand clap, and is mighty,
yourself
as the spirit, the inner man, as
you
feel them their sweet, your heart, and they will come there, your ears, and enjoy them. Yes. You clap for Jesus.
Adam,
when the Spirit was led us, he spread everywhere.
Spoke in Psalms
149, starting from verse 7 up to 10. He spread everywhere. Cannot run from him. One who's led us. Romans 8, verse 14.
And
he had been spirit.
We are
in truth of the word of God. As we worship and be praised. And the praise lifts up, reaching the Father, the Son.
Thank
angels
who
join us every time, every time, every ministration, serving us. Thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord. Thank
for the
choir. I want to hear the cloud. For our brethren, the musicians, who lead us. Praise the worship of God, the spirit and truth. I want to hear your hand clap. Your hand clap are yours.
As
thank God for power he's given you.
He
will stand at the praise.
You
as weak, I don't know.
Add
more.
At least
there. Right then you can sit down on your seat. You have a little time. We want to chase it quick. We catch it and then we live here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Check books of the neighbor whether they have them well. And they have a book. Me too, I'm going to check where I'm going to write. Sure. Me? Oh, fine. I've seen the. Yes.
Uh-huh.
May I write after the message?
Okay.
Sure.
Hey.
Have showed me where he writes.
Uh-huh.
Have you finished to show them? You've checked their book? Yes. Your pen, is it writing? Prove that it writes. The pen of that neighbor. Check Bible whether they have the rightful Bible. English is King James Version. Or Gideon. If they have one not like that, tell them change, get King James Version or King Gideon. Yes.
Look,
one of the Uganda or any other language, and they have it well. Have you proved it? Now ask them. But books of the Holy Spirit, have you prepared them?
Or you're
Russian, where is he going to write? Give them 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
the
verse 1 up to 6, Jeremiah 41, verse
41
up to 33. Tell them the Holy Spirit writes within you the Spirit, the inner man. Have you prepared yourself well? Still writes in chambers of your heart. Have you prepared it well? Still writes in your mind. Have you prepared it well? There are no evil thoughts there which can fight with the writer. Praise Jesus much. If you have any thoughts, imagination which is evil, they lift themselves above knowledge of God, and the Holy Spirit never writes in you. Yes. Have you ordered well that book? Tell them you're going to move get light of knowledge. The full light of knowledge passing through the word of God that gives a vision and it gives us revelation to reach an eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Today we have a special heading I want us to share in a brief, like 50 minutes to 60. Minutes, not 1 hour. Yes. We've said in like 50 minutes to 60 minutes. We've not said an hour.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. What we are going to study off is the very important word. But we pass in the brief course of time. Yes. Have you prepared yourself?
You
check well, your neighbor tells the thing we are moving to. It's very important. We are going to see salvation which you cannot measure its worth.
Salvation invaluable.
Salvation invaluable.
And it's 5 steps.
Era n'emitendera gyagwo etaano. Yes. Yes.
Omanyi Katonda waba kugamba okuleka ekibi.
No, when God tells you to leave sin,
oyinza obutamanya muwendo.
You may not know the value it takes what.
Naye nkugambye.
But I've told you.
Tugenda kulaba obulokozi obutapimibwa muwendo.
Going to see salvation in the valuable.
N'emitendera gyagwo etaano.
And it's 5 steps.
Or
else in your four.
Yeah. Yes.
It's even one who knows 1 step.
Yes, salvation is invaluable.
But of locals,
and it's 5 steps.
Name it under the jabo etano. No one can measure the value within it. And most do not know the steps within it. According to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, he speaks like this. Hebrews chapter
2,
verse
3. Nti obwo obwasoko okwogerwa mukama waffe ne bulyoka butegeezebwa ddala ababuulira.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Yes. You know this salvation. It's of very high value. That's why I've told you. Salvation invaluable. And it's 5 steps. How to say?
It's
nowhere you weigh and measure it. It doesn't measure. It's very precious, valuable words in what you read in the Bible and that you need.
Many
of you read, they're very important. Eternal life is important. What are the words?
erinya Yesu,
the name Jesus,
kikuru nyo,
it's very important. But
may
no profit if salvation is not there.
For
in it is where there is salvation and its value. Have you understood me well? That name, in it is salvation. And the
name,
the value increases and it surpasses all other names for salvation. For the value of salvation you can't measure. Yes. If you reject it, I do not know.
And
these you play within it.
I
don't know what you try to do in the midst of the world. It's a very bad word. Let's repeat that verse. Hebrews chapter 2 in the verse 2.
Kubobanga, ekigambo ekyayogerwa bannabbi, kyanywera nti kubobanga ekigambo ekyayogerwa bannabbi kyanywera na buli kyonoono n'obutawulira byaweebwanga empeera ey'ensonga.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of rewards. Verse 3.
Fe tuliwona tutya bwe tulireka obulokozi obukulu obwenkana awo obwo obwasooka okwogerwa Mukama waffe.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Yes. Salvation which is of value. Salvation invaluable. And it's so great. And they say if you despise it, how will you be saved? Those who rejected the prophets, they had not mercy on them. But on salvation, it gets worse. It exceeds. Yet it's the thing
we
pray on most under the sun. Those who get it, we joke within it. Those who not gotten, they wonder what is that.
Never
seen is one who sees it. But there is a value of salvation that you cannot measure.
And
there's the greatness of salvation. Don't you hear the name of Jesus is great? It's not great by itself.
But
because within it is the great salvation. I want us to read slowly before we move on. Yes. You know, when God gives you salvation as today, and
it
come reach you, you get it. You always preach on yourself. You're gonna sight. Whether they see you or they do not see you,
then
you first dance. Yes. Whether on the road, whether in the market, whether every place, and you first thank Jesus for salvation. You thank him. You.
Praise
Jesus, man. You know you got saved, as you say, but you appear to be. Do you think you don't know its value?
You
don't know that it's invaluable. That's why you acted all those games of evils
and
all unrighteousness.
And
you compare this treasure with your unrighteousness. Let's go back from the verse 1.
Abebulaniya isule iyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 1.
Kyetuvudde kitugwanira okusinga ennyo okulowooleza ddala ebyawulirwa. Kabeka singe tuwaba ne tubivaako.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them sleep. Yes.
That
because salvation is invaluable.
We give
and hear on the words we've heard.
Lest
at times they slip out of our lives. And they no more walk. And the value of salvation. And you sink it. In the filth of evils, of unrighteousness you've retained, and you get the value. These words of salvation you hear
will
give you salvation invaluable.
You have to give
them lest they slip out of you, and you get salvation given invaluable.
And
you sit in the filth of your unrighteousness. How are you going to plead that case? Those in the world, they have not yet thought of that value. Those in that church of salvation, besides the other concerned sorcerers, religions, the beliefs there, those who
have
not sold the value of salvation, and they rebel to totally get saved in those religions because they do not know the value. Those you speak of, what is that? That Catholicism.
What is it?
It has a value. The value is salvation.
What is Protestant?
Or Protestant way which?
What is all about Jehovah's Witness?
Jehovah's Witness, be
Ebichi. Ebi nyanya be mutumi amadini ni kumusimbi kumusi.
Named after religions be planted in the world. What is that?
There is
no value there. These names you are loved to in salvation, that Kakande Ministry,
Ayia
Kayanja Ministry, as both you name them, they do not have any meaning and value. We speak of salvation now, which is invaluable. All that you are up to, that cars you preach about, that houses, that travel abroad, that
ride an airplane,
all those you speak, I prove there is no value in them. There is something valuable, and Satan knows its value. That's why I try to confuse the world concerning salvation. He wrecks every havoc there, every stubbornness,
until he
destroyed the gospel of salvation.
And
reach that thing. What is it? And now when you see the way we've handled the thing, those of the world,
there's
nothing they think of. The sorcerers, they got totally corrupted. And those of religions, they brought names there, that Catholic Church. What is that? I hear Protestants. Today they're called the Christians. All those you are on your own things. Look, you have tried to become born again. Saved to be born again.
Yet
you are in there, play with every stubbornness.
You named
all names you thought you think of to be elevated. You preached things of the world, the riches of the world, those which can be measured,
and
when their value can finish, and you ignore the word of salvation. Salvation invaluable. When you put it on the weigh scale, whether on the balance, it brings infinity. You can't measure it. When you bring the way
into your
kilo salvation, and it spoils. Let's read verse 2 you hear.
Abebulaniya esura eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 2.
Kuba obanga ekigambo ekyayogerwa bamalayika kyanywera na buli kyonoono n'obutawulira byaweebwanga empeera ey'ensonga.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the a just recompense of the rewards. Yes. Angels spoke all.
Never nabi.
Even prophets.
Their
words were of value.
And
if you broke them, you're worthy of a punishment for the judgment. What they tell you? All that they spoke of were preparing salvation.
When
we reach salvation, we are going to beat you, will be surprised, saith the Lord. You will see your forefathers. They despise
words
spoken by angels, even prophets. Those who proclaimed salvation, they fell in hell.
You
has reached the season salvation appears.
It appeared 2022
years before. And the
world
never thought that word to be valuable. And the sorcerers bewitched more. And people invented religions which claimed to be a salvation. But these are other things.
And they put Catholic
spread everywhere instead of salvation.
People
put their possession on markets. But they are not valuable. There is something valuable which remains behind. And they began Protestantism.
Those we
call Church of Uganda
or
Church of England,
Church of America,
Church of America, as they are in all nations. And we came on salvation as the saved born again.
But
where did we put salvation? We hear I'll get saved, you get married, you get a wife, you get riches, you travel nations, you build houses. The value of that thing is equated to that. You first speak to your brother and tell him the value of salvation. It's equal to things preached to you. Read me verse 3, we see.
Abebulaniya esura eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3.
Fe tuliwona tutya bwe tulireka obulokozi obukulu obwenkanaawo obwo obwasooka okwogerwa Mukama waffe ne bulyoka bwe tutegeezebwa ddala abaabuwulira.
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Yes.
It was first
spoken by our Lord himself. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And his name himself.
It's
where there is exceeding salvation.
And that
name we hear, name above all names in heaven and earth. But how did he get to be above?
There
are those who have not yet known. Salvation proclaimed to us by the Lord. And the apostles who heard it.
And
they say, how shall we escape? After neglecting it. Look, you value your sin. You retain it. You make your pride very valuable. Despising, not humbling, not submitting,
you
made them valuable more than salvation invaluable which was given you. What happened on us? What kind of daftness is that? People speak name of Jesus.
If
you not value the value of salvation within it, it will not make meaning to you. All this you speak, you are there.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, Jesus. It will not work for you. Before you will attach value on salvation, that invaluable, which cannot be measured in value. Let's read verse 4.
Abebrania isule yokubiri nolunyiriri olwokuna.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4.
Era Katonda ngategereza wamu nabo mu bubonero ne mu byamagero era ne mu byamanyi ebitali bimu era ne mu birabo ebyomwoyo mutukuvu ngabo yayogera nti ngabo yayagalanga yekka.
God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Yes.
God
measured value of salvation. He said, what can I do to show them? Let me attach signs on it. Attach the wonders. Attach miracles. I give gifts upon it.
Apostles, prophets, explain the
value of salvation. What can I do? They understand. My God. After we scorn the value of salvation, the signs which follow those who believe, and they disappeared. Wonders, they disappeared in the church. Miracles, apostles were giants, and those gifts disappeared. Pastors were honorable, prophets were honored,
because
they failed to remember how they were called, something valuable given them introduced to the world. And they spoke it on their mouth,
given
in their words, but in their heart they have not gotten it out. You know heaven. It honors salvation so much. Even hell. It honors salvation so much. More than those on this world. I will explain that ahead. And you see what surprised most? That those who need salvation, they do not honor it. Those who got it in heaven, they highly honor it. Those who failed on it when they got corrupted on the earth, they are those in heaven. They see the value. And they say, I wish they were given chance. You on this earth, we preach it to you. You are in there, you are not clear. My God. Everything you're rushing, you yander in this sin to another. And join on the salvation given you. Those in the world, they move just like that. That they seek food of today. Tomorrow's food, when will they get it? For food works today and tomorrow. It is the word of God. It works in this life and that's to come. Those in religions, they are there. You wonder what they speak. You look at them. Even these, they have created different beliefs in the world. Salvation you play within it. Look to pastors on the pulpits. What are you speaking? What happened on us? Satan exposed his privacy to us. And
you reach
something valuable, don't see the value in it. And you reach in salvation. Look to your brethren. Tell them you reach in salvation. And you begin to just move aimlessly. Begin to attach on things without value. You attach them on your life.
Hunger,
wrath, hatred, unforgiveness, sin, all form of unrighteousness. And you put them in the same pocket with salvation.
tukubulira vva ku kibiina okiremera mu nsawo y'emu
in the same bag
n'omuwendo gw'obulokozi
the value of salvation
ogutapimika
which is invaluable. Let's repeat the verse 4.
Abebulaniya esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4.
Era Katonda ngategereza wamu nabo mu bubonero ne mu byamagero era ne mu byamanyi ebitali bimu era ne mu birabe eby'omwoyo omutukuvu ngabo yayagalanga yekka.
God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Yes. God, the Father said, because the value of salvation is much. Let me do like this. Let me give witness. God gave salvation. He wants to give it to us. He attached on signs, he touched wonders, miracles, he attached
the
spiritual gifts,
and
try to see, proclaim the value unto us. We left the valuable thing, and we yearn to eat the world. In verse 10 he says,
Abebulani yesule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkomi.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
Kubanga kyamusanira oyo ebintu byonna bwe biri ku bubwe era eyabikozesa byonna n'aleeta abaana abangi mu kitiibwa okutuukiriza obukulu obw'obulokozi bwabwe olw'ebibonoobono.
For it befitted him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Yes.
He
attached a captain upon it.
Captain
commands the interim in sufferings that will perfect the salvation.
And it says
in John chapter 3, verse 16 up to 19, for God so loved the world, he gave his one son,
world
to be saved through him. We did not think of those. I may not move in many words.
Want
to have a new thought in your life. And it's of high value. He got captain of salvation.
Be able
to perfect it well. Told him, I'm going to pass you into sufferings. But target is to bring back your brethren in honor. And we moved to be on the world.
We moved
2022 years already passed. Our forefathers acting stubborn. Our fathers don't think of salvation. Our forefathers as they were.
And
our fathers and mothers appeared like that. We appeared the same. They brought things not clear. And the beliefs like that. Those who look to salvation
pass through,
get born again. And they began to play, think of food. And thoughts perhaps travel to nations. Or to buy cars. Or to buy houses. Or to build them. Or to buy an airplane. All things like that. Perhaps that they're once valuable. But my God, what happened? It has a captain commanding it. You know, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, he speaks like this.
Ebikola by'abatume esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'ebbiri. Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
So tewali mu mulala bulokozi kubanga tewali na linnya ddala wansi w'eggulu eryaweebwa abantu litugwanira okutulokola.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Yes, the name Jesus, what makes it powerful. is his Father in heaven and earth. And the Father gave name above all in heaven and earth. What made it very valuable? Value of salvation that is valuable. In terms of the name, Jesus is powerful. Power is in what? The word salvation. What made that name powerful? After he humbled, came on the mission of salvation, and they gave it to him.
The
Father, this was his name in all the entire Old Testament, and he was called the Savior. But salvation had never been brought to humans
the
entire Old Testament, and it was just being declared. Old Testament is the Old Lord, my Savior, but salvation has already come. Those things are very surprising. And child of God, I don't know. Maybe what are you going to do on the things you've done? And you get filth, dunk, cow dunk, put it on the same way scale.
Value
of salvation that invaluable.
What
is the filth of your unrighteousness? And
measure
on the balance scale of the eyes of God Lord,
is
the value of his salvation that invaluable. And he gets surprised of you. If in the world it's impossible to get gold and you bring evil filth, poopoo,
they
say the value is the same. My God, DJ Jacob, what kind of stubbornness is this? Get it on the scale of salvation that valuable. And God gets surprised of you. And you sit there murmuring, you're born again. It's surprising. How come you have evils with yourself? And God thinks of you like this. And knowledge, it surprises much. Because
it
explains you things of salvation. Different treasure of knowledge. All fall inside salvation. For when it was coming, it came for our sins and our ignorance. And they said, let's save them.
We
give them treasure of knowledge. They
move
to understand the value.
In
Acts chapter 4 verse 12, this is the name alone where there is salvation. The name of Jesus. It is Philippians chapter 2 verse 8 to 10. It says like this. Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
Erebo yalabikira ku mutindo gw'obuntu ne yetowaza nga muwulize okutuusa okufa era okufuuka okumusaalaba.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9.
Era Katonda kyeyava amugulumiza ennyo n'amuwa erinnya liri.
Therefore God also has highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Yes.
It's
the name of Jesus. It's above all names of heavens and earth. He's going to speak which name? Satan. You take away rubbish. You speak what?
Lucifer.
There is no power there.
Kufa,
death,
ndwade,
sickness, when it comes in for salvation, sickness have nothing to speak. Amagombe. Hell.
Lika wangura.
It overcome it.
Simangu.
It's not, they are not easy, hell. But he went there. And he came out. And he came out with those who believed his name.
Just
the name, he did his salvation very valuable. The value of it, you understand. Our time comes. This has been a warning. You've not yet known. God speaks salvation in the world, which is valuable.
It's
going to touch on it glory you cannot think of.
It's going to
bring back amazing signs to restore value within it. Attach on wonders. Attach miracles.
He's
going to give gifts. Apostles you've never seen in the world. Prophets. The pastors. Wanted to begin with you.
You'd be
a rightful witness. But you hardened Stephens.
He's
going to get the foolish. He's going to get those who suffer. Give them power. That he can support salvation.
For when God brought
you to reveal to you,
you
are an evil wearing it with salvation.
Why did he
choose Prophet Moses who was a stammerer? Because he knew him alone will think of value.
He could
keep the faithfulness. God is willing to choose people mad.
You
are hardened more than those mad people.
You'll
see those who are mad and they are apostles, powerful.
They are
powerful pastors, powerful prophets.
And
even the saliva is pouring, but others get healed. People get saved indeed. For you has been whole. You are Aaron who cannot hear.
God
never saw Aaron. Did he not see Miriam? Then he chose Moses. You stumbled. You've done so bad. You forgive me over what? People are very wicked. You person are very wicked. How dare you do like that? Let's finish in Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10.
Buli vivi lifukamirirenga erinnya lya Yesu, eri ebyomuguru n'ebyokunsi n'ebyawansi w'ensi.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11.
Era buli lulimi lwatulenga nga Yesu Kristo ye Mukama waffe. Katonda kitaffe awewe kitiibwa.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Katonda sikwagala nti ayagala kitiibwa tumuyite Mukama.
God not that wants the honor we call him Lord.
Naye kubanga era bwe tugaana okwogera
erinnya. Because we refuse to speak that name.
Era ntategeera muwendo gw'obulokozi oguli mu linnya eryo.
That value of salvation in that name.
Ebigenda okuddira bizibu
nnyo. What is to follow their very hearts. Our Lord Jesus on the earth, he said, your faith
has
not surpassed the generations of Sodom and Gomorrah. They will condemn you so much. You know why? They waited salvation on the yard. Things concerning us, they are very hard. Listen to this word very well. Those in heaven, even those in hell, they honor much the value of salvation more than those within this world. It is very surprising. Those of heaven who got salvation before, they honor it. Those in hell failed, they say, "My God, I wish I'm given a chance." Those on the earth with that chance, my God, they don't care.
You are
in the battle you are actually, you contend. Those of heaven, they count the value. And if you appear on the earth as you speak salvation, they look at you and they say, "Me in my lineage, I see I am one here. Perhaps that one will add another person from my lineage." Those in hell, they say, "If that one has come to speak salvation, we are saved for. All my grandchildren are here. Maybe those who remain there, they will be saved." Yet you've gotten, my God, the person on this earth has chance of salvation. It is there. And
you
of full knowledge, it is really there.
And
the valley is not diluted even a little. Those of heaven, they value salvation so much, more than those on this earth. Yet they already got it. Those of the earth still need it. What I want us to foresee of it in the brave. Praise Jesus much. In Luke chapter 15, the verse 7, those of heaven, they say like this,
on
the issue of repenting to get salvation.
Luke chapter
15, verse 7.
Mbaga sanyo moguru, oroya linebi vyomu eyenenya. Okusinga batukirivu echenda mo muenda, abateta aga kwenenya.
I say unto you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents more than over 99 of just persons whose need no salvation. Yes. Heaven only one person to repent. They get worthy of salvation. Of salvation. It involves repentance of all unrighteousness. Praise Jesus much. And heaven say, though we are righteous people here, but only one to repent that's important on the world is gotten saved. For in heaven, there are people from your family, like one or two there, in your lineage.
And
he looks in his lineage. Only ones when they come together, he does not see anyone from his lineage. And when they send you on the earth, and you be a servant of God unto salvation, heaven see you very precious. He's going to join people on our lineage. They are rejoicing. Maybe they'll add me one. If your grandfather made it one in heaven, in your lineage, then it means in you. Perhaps you too. But see things you are into now. Very surprising. And they make apples, angels, they understood how. But the one going to join them, they have disappointments. Very surprising. The angels run and they join him. You've gotten, another. Enter heaven. He's repented. He's decided to get saved. How do you understand it? Is that value? Man, I've been revealed it. And the angels run and they join on the holy ones. And the holy ones, they've gotten others. What is that one? How come it happens? Angels in the verse 10, they to run, join on the holy ones, and they say, he's coming, he's gotten saved, he's sin gotten repentance, he's gotten totally saved. How did he understand the value? And they applaud and they make applause there. Now look, you repented, you bounce back in them. And you grieve your holy one, one from your lineage in heaven. And they say, this child, he wouldn't have done that to me. What's the price force of hell? He's gotten himself to fall here. And they're beating, but at least he's not coming there. He's going to heaven. Remember, he's in beatings, but when you get it, he gets a time to make an applause in beatings. Yes. I saw great words in the heavenly journey. So when it comes to salvation, I open up my eyes, leave the sin. When I'm ministering, the value, I know those who honor it. God who called me, the angels, the holy ones in heaven, they say, stand. The creation, you stand. We waited for redemption. Children of God is saved. Those in hell, they say, apostle, you stand, please. Pastor Newman, you stand, please. Those children of my family, they don't come here. You help them. Please, you hold them. That's why, if I'm ministering, my strength is not on you. I love people who know the value of salvation.
Amen.
Though you will meander, I'll remain online.
Those
who make a process in heaven, they know. Apostles, this is entered the earth. We are going to get people in our lineage.
They
knew you two since you've stood. You're going to be extended march. They see you meandering. The angels join on the East Israel. Let's read, we see.
Luke chapter
15, verse 10.
Mbagamba nti wechitio, liba sanyo mumaso gaba malaika ba katonda. Oroya alinevi vyomu, eyenenya.
Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents.
Nange,
my God,
trillion,
the angels 100 trillion. In Revelation 5:11, they all come out
to
join on the holy ones. And the holy one in your lineage, my God, he makes applause. He's happy. He rejoices. Thank you, Jesus. The dancing happens there. When you've stood, gotten saved, decided to live evil, gotten saved, counting the value in salvation, Jesus gets saved, it not condemned, gotten saved of hell. Now see how you begin to play within it. Heaven,
it
knows the invaluable price of salvation. More than those on this earth. Yet, those of heaven already got it. For in Revelation 12, in the verse 10 up to 12, they say salvation has come and they rejoice. And when they chase Satan in heaven, they say finished. They sin and unrighteousness and their master, they have chased them and they rejoice. Thank you, Savior. And they say, but go to the world. It's going to trouble them. Will they get salvation? Let's come from right verse 9.
Revelation chapter
12,
verse 9. Okuyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basuulibwa nagwo.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10.
N'empulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga aloopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa abaloopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. Yes, they say in the heavens, salvation of God has come, even now, and the kingdom, because who accuses our brethren, the sin and the workers of it, they have been chased, and they began to rejoice. But salvation, heaven's value salvation. Salvation. One to get saved, to repent, and you get saved. You get righteousness. To get eternal life. Uploads happen in heaven. They already got it. They know the value. And when it reaches the blood of Jesus, they know the blood of Jesus and the word. They are very precious, for the word explains salvation. You are in it today. The blood of Jesus washed me, you act stubborn. You hear the word, you play within it. But a mere word can it change me? Heaven say, what have you said? They condemn that one. The only ones on the altar, they say, those of the other folks talking that, you judge them, they perish, they can't think value of salvation. Listen to the next verse. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
And
they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Yes, overcame by the blood of Jesus and the word of the testimony. I tell you, they know the value of the blood of Jesus. We were charged on this earth. First 11 chapter 6, 19 and downwards, that we are born with precious blood. You honor God with your body and your spirit, and the bodies do what we want. The spirit God filled hypocrisy. Don't care to value salvation. Heaven's wonder. And you get the blood of the Lamb which cleansed you, and you travel it.
And
what case are you to get? I briefly pass in this. This is what I speak of here. Study it when you study the gospel of salvation. First, understand its value. They remove all the foundations of gospel salvation.
You
have not yet even spoken of faith towards God. Salvation, as we explain it, don't first explain foundations. Those in the Hebrew 6, first explain it as it.
In
You
know the condemnation there?
Heaven's
value salvation. We don't know value we can attach on it. Jesus is very precious. It is life, real life. Who can they buy it? The word of the testimony which was preached in heaven, the gospel of salvation, and it's very valuable. And
say
the blood of Jesus and the words, what which make this exceeding value in salvation. You know, there are things you don't know, yet there are main things. Satan told them from you, buried them in the ground. What salvation? You do not know its power. They said the name Jesus, it's above all names in heaven and earth, because in it is salvation.
Salvation
holds value of blood which wash away sin.
It's
the word which cleanses and washes. We gave up on all that. We began to speak what we want. Look at those in religions. Look in the beliefs. Look, born again, you think of eating food. Eating food, go to toilet. Eat food, go to toilet. Till you will fall in hell. Things of salvation, you resorted to games within it. And you began to clothe as curses. You know, people clothing as curses? All private parts are exposed out that they are born again.
I sang Jesus.
Never saw Yesu.
I got saved in 1990. Long time ago in the
90s.
I got saved.
But you see the way they appear and look like. How do you say it? It's like to find a person.
And
I began to dig gold in the 1800s. But they have slippers with holes, trousers with holes. You say you got gold. Up now you dig gold. Yes. Looking for it. Where do you put riches and treasure? Now your
young
salvation, you don't know their value. And you appear wicked and evil like that. What you speak of, you don't know. We think that you fell mad of speaking on the word salvation, yet you don't know it. Because of time.
But
of in the heaven you see heaven, how it values salvation on the salvation is valuable. And when you get saved, if you decide to repent, leave sins, to get saved, all unrighteousness, all evils,
would
heaven say? What surprised most? In Revelation, they went to lineage in the clan of Judas. All the entire BC era, they had 140,000 in the entire clan of Judah. That of Reuben, the lineage, if Reuben stands in heaven, his lineage, my God, he sees 140,000. All the entire years of BC were many. But in those years, he has only 140,000. You ask yourself, on this lineage, despite salvation like this,
one who moved
heaven will look behind, how many are before him? Behind. Let's read that scripture we see. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4.
Muwendo gwabwe abateekebwako akabonero. Bari kasirivu mubu kumi buna mwe kumi nya abate kibwaka kabonero mubuli chikacha bana ba Isirayiri.
And I heard the number of them who were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
Orinyolo kutano.
Verse 5.
Abomu chikacha Yuda abate kibwaka kabonero kakumi mwe kumi bidi.
Of the tribe of Judah, who were sealed, 12,000 of the tribe of Judah, of 12,000. Judah stands.
He
looks all the years ever since Israel was created. 12,000 people. Now in your lineage, ask yourself, there in your lineage is only one.
Because
the lineage and no one is lining upon it that they made it to heaven.
Revelation
chapter 7, verse
5.
Of the tribe of Reuben, we are sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of God, we are sealed 12,000. Yes. All clans, they finished their lineage, each with 12,000.
Yes.
They did go beyond that. But you know, children of Israel? Millions of them. Up to the end of BC. What they called before the birth of Christ on the earth. Yet in heaven he was there. It did now begin. That's where they ended to count those who had entered. 12,000 in a clan. In your clan, you think how many made it there? This generation, Israel got saved as they were being beaten. Imagine they beat them still, they most never got saved. Now you are in the gospel. That you are in the gospel of grace.
Once
there are five steps of salvation. You are in a joke and games. That you are in the gospel of grace. Those who preach it, they are murderers. Can you act mercy on sin? When we preach gospel of grace and we speak of sin, you sin. Why don't you leave the people? Sin? You are very surprising that you are on the gospel of grace. Who tells you it's of grace here? The gospel we are on is to decampaign sin. We cannot speak it like that. We pamper sin. Why don't you leave the people? May God save us forever. Leave them.
The
hope in the verses which follow down. The hope out of clans we are to come and be born again. Who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Yet see things you are up to. Look to those religions. What are they preaching? Things of salvation they cast aside.
Those
beliefs they have invented in the world. As they are helped on Satan. To confuse things of salvation. Look at this in salvation of brethren. Playing on spirits of people. Lives of their companions. They refuse to show the value of salvation. I'll give you detail, don't mind.
I
wanted you at least get a new thought ever since you were born on the earth. The invaluable value of salvation. Those in hell, they said this. They value salvation more than those on this earth. And they say, those on the earth, they be saved. Your grandfather who first fell in Hoy, he see all grandchildren follow him there. He said, my God, Abraham. They sent Lazarus. He go, when my brethren, they don't come here. And them, my God, at least.
If those
on the earth, at least though they will beat me, let me be beaten. But they don't join all others on my lineage. As they are the grandchild of the 10,000 grandchild. They have fallen there. You are a grandchild of 10,000 in your lineage. Still you are following your grandfathers and mothers. They are there still, let me be saved. Don't fall here. You are staggering within sin. In Luke chapter 16, verse 30 up to 31. Those in hell, these are what they say. Luke chapter 16, verse 30.
Nagamba nti nedda, kitange Ibrahimu, naye omuko bafu bwaligenda gye bali, bali yenenya.
And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. 31.
Namugamba nti nga bwe batawulira Musa ne bannabbi era newankubadde omu ku bafu bw'alizuukira tebalikkiriza.
And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Yes. The rich man was in hell, said. At least, if cometh one from the dead, in the holy ones in heaven, those in heaven, like Lazarus. Remember, Lazarus on the earth, his state was not proper. They saw the value of salvation.
They
come out, at least come here, rise up. No, they can give them chance. It was one of among those called dead. He said one of the dead. He didn't say one of heaven or of hell.
Say
among us who unclosed bodies on the earth, maybe give me a chance. I go shout in the whole world. People repent, be saved.
He saw
that's not possible. He said they've sent both in heaven, Lazarus at least.
Ibrahim mugamba obanga tebasobola kuulira nabi.
They cannot hear the prophets, Moses and the prophets. Moses, they are the laws. Prophets, they are the testimony of the entire salvation. They gave testimony of salvation. Till they tell you, listen to this. Heaven say, you welcome the word. Hell says, please, why don't you repent? You
are
totally saved. You know they began like this. Let's get back to verse 22.
Luke chapter 16,
verse
22. Olwatuuka omwavu n'ayambula omubiri n'asitulaba bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibrahimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23.
N'ayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mu kulumizibwa. N'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
He is
deep in hell in the fire. Abraham and Lazarus in heaven. They say, my God, when I missed heaven, I am in the torment of fire. My God, when I look to my lineage, babo bajja. They are right coming here.
Bana.
My God.
Kenda kola tutita we to do.
Omanyi ndi bajja baba agwa mukere. You know your fathers who fell in hell and mothers.
Bana yo mwana yokalisinga bana nga salama ngi
kwona. Child can make all ways.
Yene nyana
abakubira. They totally saved. And they are given the righteousness of God, and they are given eternal life. And this, if they beat us, but they join you the child, and they join you the grandchild, and the grandchild, grandchild, and they all beat them, I'm listening.
Luke sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Luke chapter 16 verse 24.
Nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewoze lulimi lwange kubanga nnumwa mu muliro guno.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Verse 25.
Nti, mwana wange, jokiranga wawe wange birungi byo mu bulamu bwo, era ne Lazaalo bwatyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gw'olumwa.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. They say you are on the earth. Salvation was there. You didn't think of it to be anything. One day they told that rich man, go sell all your possession, come follow me, the Savior. I'll enter you eternal life. He got so sorrowful. He saw his riches were too precious to him. I sell them, follow the Savior. He saves me. No. Those I'll give you in the detail. And the things you've been doing, follow the Savior and you rebel. And you don't count the value. Just as this rich man, not for riches, but he put on the scales riches of the world. Invaluable price of salvation. You see, you put the rubbish of sins. My God, what are you doing? Let's hear. He knew that he cannot change anything in his life.
He's
now here. I have faced it. There's nothing like mercy for me here. Now, my dear, let me suffer.
But
help us in my lineage. Listen.
Luke chapter 16, verse
26.
Era ku ebyo byonna wakati wa fenamwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo. Abagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us. That will come from there.
They've
given you of water, but you're in the bottomless pit, in hell, in prison of God. No matter how we want, we in heaven
to
come to us in the bottomless pit, in hell, prison of God. It's impossible. And if you want to get from there, that heaven is impossible.
Where
it was, they could not come out to come on this earth. And he said, that's how it is.
It
like that is not any help for us. Let me bear this, but help my lineage. Now it's you, the lineage.
But
what are the lineage? See what they are into. Look to things you are in.
Luke chapter 16, verse 27. Nagamba tikale nkwega yiride chitange.
Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Yes. He said, okay, now Abraham, help me. Send him in my father's house. For first of all, this one, his grandfather was already in hell. His father who gave birth to him, he was in hell. He was a son who has followed the father. But the other was his father's house. His father would no more understanding that the beatings were much on him. Gave him a reason why they would have sent him in his father's house. Luke chapter 16, verse 28.
Kubanga nina abooluganda batano. Abategeeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Yes. He said,
no,
my five brothers, but they are in the same way to fall here. He fed their grandchildren.
My God.
He said, I will not bear that. Let them testify to them the value of salvation.
Repent, live, sin,
get saved.
But
now look to you. Four four grandfathers, you are a grandchild of the 50th time, or 100 or 1,000th time, perhaps grandchild of 20,000th time. Your four fathers and mothers are there crying. At least you'll be saved. Look to one saved the way they appear. My God. You play with value of salvation. But heaven and hell, they say, salvation is invaluable. You on the earth, meandering over things you don't understand, as you disvalue salvation. You make it of something without value. You are there. You don't care. Let's hear.
Luke chapter 16,
verse
29.
Naye
Ibrahimu n'amugamba nti, balina Musa ne bannabbi, babawulire ngabo.
Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said,
they have
prophet Moses' laws, commandments, and the judgments. Let them hear of those. They even have word of the prophets. What's more sure? It will explain them repentance and salvation. They get totally saved. They get to be born again and given heavenly bodies. And they don't reach to be unclothed. And they are naked. When they are clothed, you don't have it, they give you a body of hell. Like that they gave your forefather and those who followed him and them. The rich man looked and it's not bearable. At least then me, I no more can be saved, but the help also my lineage. And God said, fine, if you say that, let me say that apostle, prophets, and pastors, because we came and come, you just stone us. You have words filled with pride, as if I preach to myself salvation, you get angered. Yet I preach it to you. For me it was proclaimed me by God. And I counted it to be highly valuable. I
reached
its value, it's invaluable. I said, I'll not compare salvation with everything. For what profit meet the world?
Yet
I'm forfeiting my soul. It's not gotten saved.
Maybe
what you're up to, you've not yet understood it well, of this salvation. Let us hear.
Luke sura ya 10 mukaga n'olunyiriri olwa 30.
Luke chapter 16 verse 30.
Nagamba ati nedda kitange Ibrahimu naye omuko bafu bwaligenda gye bali yenenya.
And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
They
will repent, get saved.
Oh my God.
When we have refused to repent,
we
refuse to humble.
Your
fathers, for mothers, their tears, those children.
Now
is one in heaven, in your lineage.
All the lineage
which have no people there, they say, Lord.
But those in
other lineage with one, they look to a lineage next to them, and there's no one lying there. They say, Lord, this lineage. At least he is one or two there. For the scripture says,
you'll
get from the city two and the family one. You'll find only one. My. He is there only one person. In heaven. In the family emphasis that clan began. They are into worshipping demons. As you
bring
from sorcery, you reach religious, you don't speak salvation.
You
many beliefs in the world which confuse salvation.
You
start the fake salvation.
You
cannot show the value within it. Given a chance, you. This chance is not reached to reach the world. It's unto you here. As introduced the worldwide call, till you introduce this valuable salvation. Invaluable salvation. Let's read in Jeremiah, we see.
Yeremia esuri yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14.
Komawo mu abaana abadde ennyuma bw'ayogera Mukama, kubanga nze bammwe era ndibatwala nga nziyo omu ku kibuga n'ababiri ku kika ne mbaleete Sayuni.
Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Yes.
You
find the entire city ever since it began. Like Kampala.
Uganda.
Only one came from there. And you find a clan of Chinese. Only two.
China.
Nations are there written down.
Remember,
in Acts, territories he put there. We based there to seek him. But territory we are China. Just as the borders. And they came only two there. In the entire city. Only one.
Bangkok.
Ever since it existed.
New York.
Heaven don't call it a joke.
After
you despise value salvation, heaven shuts you out. Your lineage. You child, if you could understand this, you wouldn't have there gotten close to sin. On the earth when you told salvation, we count it like this. Acts chapter 2.
37-38.
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
Nebagamba Petero n'abatuma abalala nti abasajja abooluganda tunaakola tutya.
And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38.
Petero n'abagamba nti, mwenenye, mubatizwe buli muntu mumwe, okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo okujjibwako ebibi byammwe. Munaweebwa ekirabo gwe Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Babagamba mwene.
They told them, repent. They had all those of the earth. They said one thing you should do, the main thing. Repent, get saved. For salvation, one enters in repentance, he enters us in salvation. And we are remitted of sins. We
are
given righteousness. We
are
given eternal life.
Those
when they are spoken of how we can be saved.
According
Romans, we have to first believe is the heart, confess with our mouth, and then we get saved. These words are broad. And they say no. Now you have to bow to the name of Jesus. You have to confess his Lord. When you confess his Lord of your life, you no more desire for yourself to do what you want. All is nothing we know of them. We have authority and rights. I have spoken much because of time. We shall get explained. But when
they
ask you what is salvation, speak to that person. Salvation is repentance of all unrighteousness, for remission of sins, and the wage of them is death. To be given righteousness and holiness, even eternal life. It needs to be understood. Only time is what I do not have. But in Luke chapter
1,
verse
76,
up to 77, you need to get knowledge concerning salvation.
Perhaps
the word you speak always and you do not know it. Let's read we hear.
Luke chapter 1, verse 76. Nawe, omwana, oliyitibwa nnabbi wo yali waggulu ennyo, kubanga olikulembera Mukama okulongoosa amakubo ge.
And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
Verse 77. Okumanyisa abantu be obulokozi.
To give knowledge of salvation unto these people by the remission of their sins. Yes.
The
prophet Elijah was born as John the Baptist. They
say,
be born to prepare the way of the Lord.
People
give them knowledge concerning salvation. That is prophet Elijah, born as John the Baptist.
He
orders the way of salvation. Gives you knowledge what is salvation. That they can repent for remission of their sins. Salvation does not mean to remain with sins. Remain repented left sins.
Means
many of you have not yet gotten it. You need to pass through 5 steps. If you still retain sins,
you have
not yet gotten salvation. You are on the first step. Salvation of believing and confessing. Because you heard God wants all people to be saved. And to reach to know all the truth. And you moved in Romans 10 verse 10. A person believed with his heart, confessed the mouth to be saved. That's where you still stand up to now. The first step of salvation. Salvation of believing and confessing. We have the second step. Salvation of knowing scriptures and put them in action. Speaking to Timothy saying, from childhood you know the scriptures which are able to make you wise into salvation. Many, they have never reached there.
okumanya ebyawandiikwa
bagezuwa scriptures to make them wise wisdom in the word bayingire
mu kulokokera
enter into getting totally saved
step ya kubiri
the second step
step ya okusa
the third step
obulokozo bw'okukolerera
salvation for working out
ba Philip bweyogerako
Philippians speak of it
ikolerera obulokozo
work out your salvation
ngowereza Katonda
as you serve God
kubanga sonywa mutabaniwe oba muwara wa muwereza
son or daughter like who serves him
yakusonyira bwerere
ebyobulokozi
bigazi
salvation is broad
tuina step
eyo the fourth step
nti ari obulokozi obwenkomerero
salvation of the end
nti ari guminkirizo okutuuka ku nkomerero
who will endure to the end who will be saved Matthew 24
Ebulaniya 9
Hebrews 9
Yesu warabikisibwa
Jesus when he manifests
ajja kulokozi
he will come for salvation
tuli nayo obulokozi obwokutaano
we have the fifth step of salvation
obuyitibwa internal salvation
called eternal salvation
obulokozi bwa mirembe gyonna olwolokose
salvation now you're saved forever
oyingira eggulu
when you enter heaven
olwolokose forever
you're saved forever eternally
oyingira obulamu obutagwawo
entered eternal life may God bless you
olinde ebiro we birinda
wait for season when they come back
tulisimbula okusoma obulokozi obutagwawo obutapimbwa muwendo
that is salvation invaluable
emitendere
in the five steps
okama akuomukisa
may God bless you thank you for coming
amen.